This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. He added that the government remains steadfast in the commitment to creating a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing the information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. In the Kashmir Valley, at least 6 civilians sustained injuries in a grenade explosion at Sunday Market outside the office of Akashvani Srinagar this afternoon. As per reports, suspected terrorists lobbed a grenade at a security forces vehicle at the TRC crossing, which missed the intended target and exploded on the road, causing injuries to at least 6 civilians. The Sunday Market witnesses a huge rush as people in large numbers visit the market for winter shopping. Meanwhile, police have cordoned off the area and launched a massive search operation to nab the attackers responsible for the terror crime. Further details are awaited. In the Kashmir Valley, police along with security forces have arrested a hardcore terrorist associate linked with banned terror outfit Hizbul Mujahideen in South Kashmir's Pulwama district. Police said a joint team of police, Rashtriya Rifles and CRPF arrested the terrorist associate from Dangarpura, Pulwama. The joint team of forces raided his shop and recovered hidden arms and ammunition. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the centre is committed to constructing the Sabari Railway line as per the original alignment from Angamali to Erumali in Kerala. He was addressing a function at Thrissur Railway Station this afternoon. He said the centre will soon send a format to the state government in connection with the project, and after filling up the format, it will be taken forward. Referring to the high-speed K-Rail project mooted by the Kerala government, the minister said if the environmental issues relating to the project are addressed expeditiously, it can also be taken up. Noting that the union government is keen on increasing the capacity of railways in Kerala, the minister said the focus is on constructing a third and fourth line between Mangalore to Shoranur and a third line from Shoranur to Kanyakumari via Kottayam and Thiruvananthapuram. The government today said that over 90 lakh tons of paddy have arrived in the mandis. Out of this, over 85 lakh tons are procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India in Punjab. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the paddy is being purchased at minimum support price of 2,322 rupees as decided by the government for Grade A paddy. The total paddy purchased by the government till date in the current Kharif marketing season amounts to 19,800 crore rupees, and it has benefited 4 lakh farmers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Brisbane today on a 6-day visit to Australia and Singapore. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will inaugurate India's 4th consulate in Australia in Brisbane. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. He is also scheduled to have interactions with the Australian leadership, parliamentarians, business community, media and think tanks. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in the Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. Chasing a target of 147, India crumbled to 121 all out. Despite a fight back, India lost their last 4 wickets for just 21 runs on day 3 of the match. New Zealand's Ajaz Patel was the architect of India's downfall, claiming 4 crucial wickets. Earlier, New Zealand concluded their 2 innings with scores of 235 and 174. And that is the end of this news bulletin.